بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأصلي وأسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. We started mentioning the etiquettes of fasting. We will continue. The second is hastening and breaking one's fast. Now that doesn't mean before the sun sets. No, it means immediately after the sun sets. Don't delay it. As soon as the sun sets, as soon as one hears the adhan in our time, now there is adhan as we said. As soon as you hear the adhan, you immediately proceed with breaking the fast. The Prophet ﷺ encouraged us to break the fast with either ripe dates. If you don't have it, then dried dates. If you don't have it, then please take a sip of water to break your fast with. Another etiquette is to supplicate. Now, supplication during the day or whilst one is fasting is recommended and encouraged. And the Prophet ﷺ told us that the fasting person has his supplications responded to and answered throughout his fasting. But upon breaking the fast, that particular time, there is also a supplication that will not be rejected by Allah Azza wa Jalla. So it is recommended that as soon as you break the fast, to supplicate Allah Azza wa Jalla. And in the times we live in, let us try to remember our brothers and sisters who are suffering throughout the world. Next is to refrain from anything that goes against the objective of fasting. Fasting is meant to be a training. It's meant to achieve piety. It's meant to achieve Allah consciousness. So stay away from anything that violates this. Fighting, shouting, bad mouthing, cheating, so on and so forth. Because the Prophet ﷺ told us that fasting is not only meant to refrain from food and drink and sexual desire. He said, alayhi salatu wasalam, perhaps a fasting person will get nothing out of his fasting but thirst and hunger. This means he did not benefit from that fasting that he's done. Why? Because he did not refrain from other things besides food and drink and sexual desires. Lastly is the use of siwak, the toothstick. It is recommended, the Prophet ﷺ recommended the use of siwak in all times. And it doesn't matter if it's in the beginning of the day, in the middle of the day, or prior to sunset, one is recommended to use siwak throughout the day. Things that are permissible during fasting. Number one is to immerse yourself, to dip yourself in water. Whether it's swimming or taking a shower, the Prophet ﷺ, Abu Bakr ibn Abdul Rahman said, I saw the Prophet ﷺ whilst fasting pouring water over his head to cool himself down. It's very hot. So you can take a shower if it's very hot. And it's worth mentioning that this year we're approaching Ramadan, and it's going to be a very long Ramadan, and it's going to be a very hot and humid Ramadan. And I see this to be one of the blessings from Allah Azza wa Jalla. It's one of the favors from Allah Azza wa Jalla upon us. Why? Because we gotta fast. There's no escape, right? But it's going to be difficult. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Aisha, "Innama al-ajru ala qadri al-mashqa." You get rewarded equivalent to the hardship you go through. So there is no way we can say we're not going to fast, so we must fast. But Allah Azza wa Jal decreed that it's going to be in a long, hot summer. So we thank Allah Azza wa Jal. And we need to think positive of this aspect of the heat and humidity and the length. We are given a longer period to supplicate, and supplications are not rejected. They're responded and answered by Allah. What more of a blessing can be there? Subhanallah. So we thank Allah Azza wa Jal for this bounty, on top of the bounty of Ramadan. It is permitted to use eye drops, ear drops, and kuhl. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, as per the narration by Aisha, reported by Ibn Majah, and Shaykh al-Albani ruled it to be authentic, she said the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam used kuhl whilst he was fasting. Kissing, hugging, embracing one's spouse, for those who are married, of course. Bachelors, we skip this point for you, but for us married people, this is something, but it is conditioned. The condition is that one must be able to control himself and not go after that. Go beyond hugging and kissing and touching the spouse. Umar radiallahu anhu came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he said, "Oh Messenger of Allah, I am ruined." He said, "What ruined you? What destroyed you?" He said, "I kissed my wife during the day whilst I was fasting." He said, "Don't you perform wudu?" He said, "Yes." He said, "Don't you rinse your mouth?" He said, "Yes." He said, "Do you see anything wrong with that whilst fasting?" He said, "No." He said, "So why are you asking?" Meaning, there is also nothing wrong with kissing and hugging your wife whilst fasting. Now, Ibn al-Qayyim said the resemblance between the two. Why did the Prophet ﷺ talk to him about rinsing the mouth during wudu whilst fasting as an answer to him asking about the kiss? He said, because if one exaggerates and is not careful when he's rinsing his mouth, he can swallow water and thus invalidate his fast. Likewise, if you kiss and stop, and don't exaggerate to the point where you go beyond that and invalidate your fast by having a sexual intercourse, then it's also alright. There's no problem with it. Taking shots and injections, non-nutritious ones, of course. Sheikh Al-Uthaymeen also permitted inhalers for those who are asthmatic, eye drops, ear drops, and suppositories as well. And he said none of that invalidates the fast. Cupping during Ramadan, it's a controversial issue, but the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, as mentioned in the book of Imam al-Bukhari, had cupping done to him whilst he was fasting. Rinsing the mouth and the nose, as per the prior narration, is also permitted, provided one is careful not to exaggerate, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam told Laqit ibn Sabura. He said, "Rinse your mouth and nose, but don't exaggerate when you're fasting." Things that cannot be avoided, like one is walking and then the wind blows dust and he swallows the dust or something like that, then there is nothing wrong with that. Tasting the food for those who are cooking, but I don't mean eating, okay? It's just tasting it with the tip of the tongue and then spitting that afterwards. Don't say, "I heard in a lesson that you can taste the food, so I'm just tasting the food," right? And you eat half of the pot. No, that's not what's intended here. Just take it on the tip of the tongue to make sure the spices are right, the salt is all right, right? So if you have a picky husband, he won't throw a fit when he's having iftar, right? But you need to spit that out after making sure the taste is what you want. Smelling incense and perfumes is also permitted. Ibn Taymiyyah said something that's very beautiful regarding perfume, incense, and kuhul and injections. He said, "Siyam is one of the pillars of Islam, and was completely clarified by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in details." And these matters are matters that were used and practiced by people very commonly on daily basis. So had they been nullifiers of one's fast, then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would have clarified this to people just like he clarified everything else that nullifies one's fast on different occasions and in different texts. And then he said, Ibn Taymiyyah, that is, rahmatullah alayhi, "And since we don't have an authentic or an inauthentic narration stating that any of these matters nullify one's fast, then we can safely conclude that these matters do not invalidate one's fast. What is also permitted is to eat and drink and have sexual intercourse from sunset until the crack of dawn. Not the other way around, right? From sunset until just before the crack of dawn. To wake up in the state of ritual impurity, pure impurity. One had sexual intercourse with his wife at night, and he intended to wake up for suhoor, but he overslept until the adhan. So he woke up in the state of ritual impurity. Then that's no problem. He can go and take a ritual bath, ghusl yani, and resume with his fasting the remaining part of the day. And there is no problem with that, as per the narration of Aisha radiallahu anha in the book of Imam al-Bukhari and Muslim. This also applies to a woman who just concluded her postpartum bleeding or the monthly period and did not take a ghusl, a ritual bath, until after the crack of dawn. Then that's also not a problem. What if someone eats and drinks thinking that the sun had set? Then there is no problem. Asma radiallahu anha, and this is in the book of Imam Bukhari, she said, one day during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we ate and drank thinking that the sun had set. There were clouds in the sky. So we thought the sun had set. So we ate. And then suddenly the clouds moved, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not command us to make up for that day. This means that mistakenly breaking the fast, thinking that the sun had set, and then discovering that it had not set. Now one might argue, well, we have adhan. What if you're traveling, right? And you're on the road. You're traveling by car, and there are parts where there is no reception in the radio. You don't know, right? And you think, well, this can apply even during our times. Things that invalidate one's fast. Intentionally eating and drinking. Now, what if someone forgetfully eats and drinks? The Prophet ﷺ said, anyone who eats and drinks whilst forgetting that he's fasting, then it is Allah Azza wa Jal who gave him food and drink. Let him continue his fast. And this is mentioned by Imam Ibn Majah, and Shaykh Al-Albani rahmatullah alayhi ruled it as authentic. I know a person who was fasting one day, but it was a voluntary fast. And he, during lunch hour, this is back in the States, during lunch hour, he went to his parents' house, and his mom said, son, why don't you sit and eat? So he sat and ate a full meal and drank and then had tea and dessert. And then he said, oh, mom, you know what? She said, what, son? He said, I forgot. I was fasting. She said, subhanAllah, you ate all of that and you're fasting. You forgot that you're fasting. But still, subhanAllah, it is Allah who gave him this food and drink. Okay, if a woman receives her monthly period or the postpartum bleeding, as we said, even if it was seconds prior to the sunset, then her fast for that day is invalid and she must make it up. Intentional vomiting. The Prophet ﷺ said, and this is reported by Imam Tirmidhi, and ruled as authentic by Sheikh Al-Albani, narrated by Abu Huraira, he said, anyone who's overcome by vomiting, then he does not need to make up. But if he intentionally vomits, then he needs to make that up. Ejaculation, whether by touching the wife, hugging the wife, kissing the wife, or masturbation, or any physical means, invalidates one's fast. But the scholars said, if it's just by looking at one's wife and one ejaculates, then this is just like wet dreams. It does not mandate one to make that up. A dangerous point that invalidates the fast is to intend, even if you don't drink or eat anything. If one firmly intends, okay, I'm not going to continue the day. Right? This intention is only known by Allah. Sheikh Al-Munajjid, may Allah preserve him, said, that invalidates his fast and he needs to make that day up. Let us conclude with this and proceed in the following session, inshaAllah, with the remaining parts. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.